Now, Hyundai Motors presents the Korean Joel Radio Show.
That's right, decadent American pigs. It's Korean Joel.
Get ready for Korean Joel Radio Show. Ha, 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 ha.
Hi. Hi, she said. Did you hear her?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Said hi. Saying hi to you.
Oh, it's all video game sound effects.
It's like an old arcade in here today. Korean Joel, not the Korean Joel. How did those guys get on?
Those bastards.
All right.
Slant-eyed bastards, all of them. How dare they?
It's Korean Joel back with you for show number 174.
Just the northern part. The southern part of Korea, they're fine.
They're good? You like those
They
people?
Make shoddy cars, and they make beef barbecue. It's pretty good.
They sit around playing StarCraft all day, apparently.
They do.
I watched that documentary
it's like on, like,
about
TV.
That.
All right, I got to turn this music down.
No, I'll turn it down. I got the volume all over right. here. This is a band called Crystal Castles, and they use a lot of old video game music in their music.
I was very good at Crystal Castles. That was a
you moved the bear around. And,
yeah, it was a trackball game. Yeah. You remember that?
All right. Little Crystal Castles.
DJ Joel's on the ones and twos.
Right. Yep.
Jamming on the one.
And the voice you hear is Rob Rose.
Yeah, live in studio.
Fog Cutter is back.
He's back, and he's here to hang out with us. He's actually working very hard on his Bay bracket. We finally put Rob to the test here.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a specific Rob Bay bracket. He's just doing mine.
He's
again.
Doing the one that we all did, and we had some interesting results, and... You know, there was a debate this past week on the forum about the girl from Top Chef was not in the Bay bracket. And apparently some of our listeners were upset, and it's like,
well,
you guys bitched that these chicks aren't famous enough, and then you want the girl from Top Chef?
Well, first they wanted Kim Kardashian, and I said, ixnay on the utslay.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
I think in that case, I know you don't think she's hot. And since I was making the list for you...
I can see why people would dig... Kim Kardashian, but she's just real repellent to me.
And, yeah, and you're not really...
I'm with you on that, too.
So we didn't put her on. Yeah. And anyway, I think the list is good, and Rob's about... He's working his way through the first round.
I mean, I can smell her skank oil right now. I mean, I'm, you know, not
So, Rob, you go ahead, and maybe we'll have a winner by the end here of the show in the 80 minutes here. So.
Yeah, I'm looking at this one here in the, is this the West region?
Yeah.
And I'm like...
That's the Northeast, probably. The top right is the Northeast.
Yvonne Strahovski...
A chick from Chuck.
Parentheses, Chuck.
The girl from Chuck.
Okay, that well, is. That could have been useful all over the other
well,
side.
Well, Rob isn't as up on pop culture as Corey and I are, but no one is, so I don't really...
Let's be honest.
Right.
But I think if you sit down and do this in the privacy of your own home and not on a show, then you'd have the ability to look these up.
I'd hit the internet.
You'd hit the internet.
Honestly, jerk off on it and then hand it in.
Yeah.
Well, guys actually scan theirs, and we put them up on the forum. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah, Cam from the Northwest did his, the Northwest Territories.
I was kind of...
Roger did
seen
one, and I
Chuck
did one.
Chuck once or twice when I did that thing.
Yeah.
So I was a little sketchy on who she was, too.
Okay, well, whatever. In that case, I said it was Chuck. You didn't know the girls from Dancing with the Stars. But anyway, just keep working on that, and we got a good show for you today. It's Corey and Joel.
Hey!
Back with you.
Crystal Castles.
That was a Crystal Castles.
It was a game where you had a faggy little bear with with a magic hat.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if he was faggy or the
he
hat
picked
was
up
faggy.
Crystals, and it was like it was sort of 3D. It wasn't really 3D.
It was faux 3D.
The board was 3D, and you could move around it sort of in
and
a circle.
And you had a little trackball, and he would run around these mazes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the name of the whole band.
Yes.
Not just the song.
Yeah, Crystal Castles, I think, is like a duo. With the girl sings, and the guy plays the keyboards or whatever. So. Mm. Anyway, that's from their new album, which is called...
Some of that electro clash that the kids these days like.
The album is called Go Look It Up on Wikipedia, so enjoy that.
Yeah.
I don't know what the album's called. I think it's actually just called Crystal Castles. It's self-titled, now that I think about
it. It's eponymous.
It's eponymous. Thank you, Corey. But anyway, we are back, the Corey and Joel Radio Show, and we got some stuff for you today. I mean, let's tease what we're going to do later. Review of Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Corey will have an exclusive review.
Yes.
Because I didn't see it. He's exclusive in that he's the only one in this room that saw it.
Right.
Because it isn't out yet.
It was on Monday. I was pretty exclusive because they only had shown it at Cannes.
Yeah. They had shown it at Cannes and a couple other things. But then I think Monday was the day
Monday
like
was the
everybody saw it
because
there were tons of reviews everywhere. So Corey will have his take on that. We'll talk about what are we going to talk about also. We have some TV news.
Yes.
Things that have ended on TV, some season finales
Boy,
have gone by.
Television looks to have ended.
The Office.
The networks were running their upfronts, and boy, wow.
All right, so we'll talk about that.
Oh, for next year?
Yeah.
Summer's an empty barrel, too.
Don't say that when the mole
is back. Big Brother.
I just want our listeners to know, get ready for an avalanche of mole coverage.
I remember driving in my car one time, and I'm like, and I was listening to a CD I'd burned of the show, and I'm like, it's like, oh, he was on Celebrity Mole Hawaii. And I'm just like, what the fuck?
Well, it's...
Who knows that?
Corey and I watched...
Me too.
In fact, we watched Celebrity Mole, and Celebrity Mole sucked for the most part. Although some of the guys that they had, Corbin Burnson...
The first Celebrity Mole was fine.
But they brought those two guys back,
though. The second Celebrity Mole... They gimmicked it up. But they rigged it because they made you believe Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, they had... Okay, they used the same premise for both Celebrity Moles. In other words, the hot chick was the mole. In other words, they kept her on the show the whole time. If they, whoever the mole is gets to stay. The way it works is you get voted out if you don't know who the mole is. You take a test. But of course, the mole gets to stay for the run of the season. So they found a way to keep Vendela and then Angie Everhart for the two seasons of the mole. And they kept him for the whole time, so they used the same premise both times for who the mole
And we were out thinking ourselves going, oh, well, they did that last year. They couldn't do it
They
again.
Wouldn't do the hot chick again.
And Dennis Rodman.
Insult our intelligence once
And Dennis
more.
Rodman got to the finals, and fuck me if he's
Dennis
not
Rodman
the mole.
Won. Dennis Rodman won the mole.
I know.
He successfully guessed who the mole was. He was the most accurate. But it also, they did put weird clues that made you think it was Dennis Rodman, too. They worked like the number 91 into things.
The way they edit that show.
And the way they edit it, you know, they can tease you. And I thought that was sort of unfair to the audience to give you clues that it's Rodman when, in fact, it wasn't.
Well, we all knew it wasn't Keisha Knight Pulliam. That's pretty damn
true. Yeah, I don't even remember.
It wasn't, she was on, but it wasn't Rudy.
Rudy.
There was,
Rudy!
There were some...
Theo!
There were some good celebrities on that, though. I remember Stephen Baldwin was very good on that, and Corbin Burnson was very good on
that. They were out of their minds and nuts. That was before Baldwin had gone all the way Jesus.
Yeah, that was kind of their first exposure in celebrity world television, because that was before Celebrity Apprentice and all. There it wasn't a lot of celebrity reality shows at that point. Before it was before Dancing with the Stars.
I've never wanted that guy doing a bad Cosby more, and I don't know where it is. God damn it!
Oh well, it's in the archive somewhere, my friend.
They're not going to bring that show back.
Who is Morgan Webb?
Morgan Webb.
Oh, Morgan Webb is the game goddess who used to be in FHM magazine and is on a cable channel that about 9 people get.
She's on G4, X-Play.
Oh, is she the one where they make her do all this like weird shit, like pull a hot dog off?
Now, that's Olivia Munn.
Oh, she's also on
that's
there.
Olivia Munn is on there as well somewhere.
Oh, okay.
But no, Morgan Webb is like kind of the tall girl with the big tits. Okay. Olivia Munn is like dark hair.
I'm listening.
Yeah, no, Olivia Munn is like dark hair and
here's
more.
A reference
she's
for
half
you.
Japanese. She's a little more exotic than Morgan Webb.
There's a reference for you.
Is that Morgan Webb for
there's
you?
There's Morgan Webb.
Okay.
And wait, here's her. That's not the best picture ever.
And show Olivia Munn. Morgan Webb.
Oh, I've seen Olivia Munn.
Olivia Munn you can find in bikinis all over the internet. But Morgan Webb it really hasn't done a lot
of
cheesecake.
She was in Maxim for a while.
She was in
cheesecake.
FHM until it went under, yeah.
Sounds like an investment firm. Morgan Webb handle your...
There you go. There's a straight up shot on Morgan Webb. That's a better one.
Morgan Webb is she's been around a while.
God, it's taken a while to load.
She's put some. She's put that. That's what he said.
Wow.
It's nice chesticles, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm afraid Hayden Panettiere.
Oh. There you go. There's your full shot. There you go. You get the whole package.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever, man. Whatever you like, Rob. It's fine. But so anyway. Yeah, you know what's a good show with celebrities on it, a reality show that's on
when
now?
We did this originally, remember we had the breakdown of it was Olivia Munn versus what's her name? Sarah Marshall.
God. Oh. Catherine Bell?
No.
Kristen Bell.
Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
And it came down to who wore the Princess Leia costume better.
Yeah. They met in a later round and they've both been pictured in the Princess Leia slave girl outfit.
And there's Olivia Munn in said outfit. Anyway.
All right.
All right.
So anyway.
Rob getting very serious. Well, you don't say. Really?
I see. Right,
so keep working, Rob. But you know, a good... So, and you turned me on to the show. I didn't even know it was on. And I think it's been kept really quiet. Although I know they just moved it to Thursday night. So I guess they're expecting more people to watch now. Although it's almost over. Is Celebra Cadabra.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? The celebrities doing magic show.
I watched the one episode and told you about it.
And it's pretty terrific. I think they've run three so far, maybe four.
Yeah.
And I have to say, it's been very entertaining. I first of all, being a magic nerd and a guy who does magic sometimes.
Sure.
You know, who learned magic. I don't know if I do it beyond the confines of my house.
By the way, you know, when you're telling these little stories.
All right, come on, fuck.
Here's a good idea. Have a point.
Here's an idea. Let me turn down your computer so you can't play.
That's all, it's your only retaliation.
Bring a mouse.
It's a major one.
When you're playing, when you're actually playing the
audio.
That's
all you can do is turn
that. But you try being prepared for the show for your fucking
ones. Oh, you.
But here's the point. Celebrity Cadaver is good. And you know who's good on that? Who I haven't seen, who I think you'll see a lot of in the celebrity reality world now, is C. Thomas Howell. He's great on that show.
He was a little creepy the time.
He's good on the show. No, he's like into it. I like that guy. He comes off, he's like a real good guest.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the other people like Ant, you've seen on a million things, and Lisa Ann Walter, I don't think she's famous from fucking anything at this point.
No.
Besides stupid shows like that. But yeah.
Well, she was one of the panels on our favorite show last summer.
Yeah.
She's one of the judges.
Oh, exactly. The next best thing. I hope that. Any word on that coming back?
I don't think so.
God, that was great.
I think they're out of guys to do
the celebrity impersonator show.
I'm thinking that magic show is probably not long for this world either. I just hear the premise of that show.
It's on VH1.
I run the other way.
It's on VH1, so the standard's not as high as
Oh, well,
network.
That's a good point.
And
Flavor
you know what?
They
do it well. Because they have, like, real magicians that are there, like, coaching them.
Mm.
And it's kind of entertaining. It really is. They do it well.
They're doing, like, major, like, David Copperfield type shit?
No, well, every week is different. Like, one they had to do a kids' magic show on one. They had to do street magic on another one. They did a drunken college crowd for another one. They did strolling magic, which is where you walk around to a table. You do tableside magic. They did that in a senior citizen home on the past week. And, it was entertaining. I mean, maybe because
faggot stuff.
Well, you know,
you want to call it by its name? That's strictly for faggots.
Well, I mean, I know a lot about magic, and so I sort of when I see people doing the tricks, I go, "Oh, he's doing that well, or he's not." But they don't ever give away the tricks, really.
Mm.
But the judges will say, you know, hey, you know, there's like famous magic judges.
How did Hal Sparks do?
Hal Sparks is considered. Hal Sparks is so good at like sleight of hand. They actually gave him a membership to the Magic Castle. Because they were so impressed. Not that he's won the show, but he's in like the final four.
A membership to the Magic Castle.
I want a membership.
To a world of illusion.
Isn't that the band you just played?
Yeah.
It's Crystal Castle.
Oh, okay. You got confused.
But yeah, Hal Sparks is kind of the front runner in that, and he's going to win. There's a hot chick from the Pussycat Dolls that's on that show.
Yeah.
Who is not like the main chick that you always see from Pussycat Dolls. She's one of the other chicks. But she's
I couldn't identify
hot.
Girls from Pussycat Dolls.
Well, you'd probably be able to know the one at least.
Carney Wilson bombed out.
She was gone the first week. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's funny because there's like one of the coaches hates women in magic, and he's like, women can't do magic.
Well, he's absolutely
right. He's a real dick about it. It's a good show. I think check out Celebrity Cadaver on VH1. I recommend it. It gets the Corey and Joel stamp of approval.
I turned you on to it, too.
You did. Well, I mean, how I didn't know about that, I guess it's because I don't watch the other VH1 shows anymore. Because I used to watch, like, Surreal Life when it was on there. But now it's just all dating, and everybody's dating, and, sure. You know, date the girl, the third girl. Now, the third girl that Flavor Flav threw out on season three of
Now
Flavor
you can
Flav,
date her.
She has a whole show now, and it's like, what are they doing? What the fuck?
That shit fucking...
One
I
of these
hate
days,
that.
Ugh. And then there's Rock of Love.
Yeah, I just watched
one,
the
one of these
soup.
Days, I'm gonna drop enough baby batter on the bellies of... tattooed single mom waitresses from Tucson that I'm going to find that perfect little angel baby gem.
They know they only go around once, right? They only get one chance.
Well, you know, I thought that the problem with Tiffany was that we had a real deep connection, but she didn't like to suck balls. And that's why she can't win my love.
The whole dating thing on TV shows is so stupid anyway. I mean, it never works.
What pissed me off? The Bachelor... Which I didn't watch, but I kept seeing promos for. And then I finally saw about 5 minutes of the last episode of The Bachelor. Was followed the next week by The Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Like The Bachelor ended, the big rose ceremony finale, and then they're like, and now The Bachelorette.
I think it's a Bachelorette from a different season, though. I don't think it's the girl from this past Bachelor.
No, but it's just they got to keep that shit back.
That
back
because
to back.
People watch it, and I don't know who watches these
dating
shows.
They do.
Yeah, meanwhile.
Because I kind of feel like whoever is on Survivor they really win the money. You know what I mean? And I feel like when you go on these dating shows, it's like, what are you, you know, you're dating some guy?
Yeah.
Is that what you're fucking, or you know, you can go date some guy. You don't have to be on a show, you know?
But they want to find their true love, Joel. The only way you can do that is with a best boy, a grip, a gaffer,
guess so.
Two boom operators,
and a per diem.
Yeah, and
why don't we do that on this show?
I don't know.
We're gonna have Joel's Bachelorette.
We should. I want to have the just. I want. I just want the next best thing to come back. That's all.
The next best thing, yeah.
That
so
would I can
be great.
Play this clip.
Oh, go ahead.
Now I'd like to show you.
You thought you didn't have that.
About why I'm here today. Now my wife, Camille, and I, we have five,
oh
one, two, three, four,
God.
Five children.
This is a white guy. He's about 27 years old.
And she thinks that I am addicted.
Yeah, well, I'm a white guy who's 35. I can do better than that.
The Jell-O pudding.
Who sent you? The Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Jeffrey Ross.
Oh, beautiful.
So me and my wife,
Jeffrey Ross.
Oh, no, more of that?
I never
Elon
wished
Gold?
I had earwax before.
Oh, that was that the show with David Hasselhoff and all that?
No, that's America's Got Talent.
That's coming back.
This was the next best thing. This is a show that Corey and I and maybe one other person in America watch.
Yeah.
It was Elon Gold, who does a lot of impressions and is a comic.
And Lisanne Walter.
Lisanne Walter and Jeffrey Ross. And it was like American Idol for impressionists. And people came on doing the worst impressions you ever saw. And some of them were good.
What was great about that show is that it was weeks of auditions.
Yeah. And ultimately, it was tons of auditions and then like two real final shows in front of an audience. And the audition shows were great. And ultimately, an Elvis impersonator won, which is probably pretty...
guy was insane.
The guy was really a good Elvis.
The Howard Stern guy was good.
The guy that did Howard Stern was great.
The Paris Hilton was good.
Oh, yeah. I did see a little bit of that.
Yeah, the audition rounds were better than the, the final performance.
It was like that episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry had the freak book. It was basically Joel and I going, look at the freaks! Look at the freaks!
Well, there was a couple good Robin Williams on there.
Yeah, they were dueling Robin
there
Williams.
There was dueling Robin Williams.
One was clearly better than the other.
You think so?
Well, the one had more chest hair.
Yeah, yeah.
But the other one was just a more
did Robin a better Williams. Robin yeah. Williams impression. So that was a great reality show that I'd love to see come back. But The Mole, I'm excited about. I almost feel like The Mole. We should.
How's
do...
that bracket coming?
There are some serious second round matchups here. you've got Kristen Bell versus Catherine McPhee, and I think Catherine McPhee is just
that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Maria Menounos versus Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Well, we know where I don't want to prejudice your ballot.
They're polar opposites on the intellectual scale.
Sure.
But my God.
Yeah.
And then Isla Fisher versus Amy Adams. Those two are the exact same person.
We
had that fight in my bracket.
By design.
They met in a, it was a battle.
I went if I can if you want to be prejudiced in any way, but that's
I've already written down my answer.
I chose Amy Adams. I think Corey chose Isla Fisher.
I've written down Amy.
That's like Thor and Superman. It's very evenly matched. You know, it's very
evenly.
Yeah,
they
it's very tough to decide a winner there.
They could walk in and you just be like, God, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Both
hard
of
to
you.
Say. They're the same girl.
They are.
They're quite the same.
Yeah.
Although I'm thinking Isla Fisher Amy Adams is a lot more talented than Isla Fisher.
Well, yeah. You know what?
She's done more in her career to prove that.
She has, but I've seen Isla Fisher in some stuff that she wasn't bad in.
Mm-hmm.
She's on the rise. Yes, Hot Rod. Yes.
I saw that last summer.
Hot Rod was it.
Well, choose and choose wisely and... remember that if you choose poorly, we will ridicule you as will the rest
of
our audience.
Speaking of reality TV, what was NBC's calling this? The big satchel of shit summer? Is that what they're
I don't know.
Is that what they're calling it?
I question their tactics in calling it that, too.
It's NBC's big satchel of shit with Bill Bellamy.
Well, in fact,
it's like all they're just doing nothing but fucking celebrity dating poop.
And, yeah, in fact,
date my feces.
What's the Gladiators too?
American Gladiators is back on. But I will just warn people that if you want to not hear about Last Comic Standing, come back to our show in about 8 weeks because after this week, it's going to be a lot of stupid Last Comic
it's
Standing.
It's going to be
coverage.
Some mole coverage and some Last Comic Standing.
Because ultimately, we watch that show, or at least we watch the auditions, and there's people that we know that are on the show, and some of them get treated the wrong way, and so. I know that they did shoot footage at the Comedy Castle in Detroit where we did our roast. Yeah. And so I would be interested to see if that footage actually airs.
And in the commercials so far, well, I've seen one guy I've worked with. And then on their spinoff show, there's our J. Chris Newberg.
Well, how was that? Is that going to be on the network or is that on the internet or
something? I think it's on the commercials in between the episodes of Last Comic Standing.
God.
And on the internet.
Please stop.
There's like Last Comic Driving. It's like they're like I'm not kidding. They're like we took the other eight assholes that couldn't get on the show and put them in this minivan.
Oh, so my God.
And what do they drive until they can't afford the gas because it's $4
right.
and 20 cents a gallon?
Right. Yeah, they drive
is
out.
That what
to,
they do? Yeah.
What they do is they drive from the valley to Malibu, and whoever can get out there last.
They drive to a Steve Sable one nighter and see whose money runs
out first.
That fucking cock. Anyway, let's move on. No, I like Sable.
Wow.
The money, he will not raise the money. You know, I was having a conversation.
No, he won't raise
the
money.
He won't raise the money. The gas is
the
now
gas is $19.
I was having a conversation, and out of the blue, I was standing I was talking to, not to drop a name, but guy who won Last Comic Standing, who was a friend of mine from way back, Alonzo Bowden. I was hanging out with him a couple weeks ago. And Mark Ridley came up to me.
I watched the porno last night. I ate some chicken.
No, that was,
and,
that's not Alonzo.
Came out and felt pretty good.
That's not
so.
No, it's not.
Alonzo's
not
a black guy, but it's not the guy who watched the porno and ate some chicken. So Alonzo is there. And Mark Ridley comes and he goes, hey, Joel, these bookers are raising, they're raising the one-nighter money, right?
Yeah.
And I go, no, they're not. He goes, they have to raise their money. And I go, Mark, they're not raising their money. And Mark was shocked by that. He was stunned that these comedy bookers are not giving comics more money to go to these gigs.
Right.
Now that the price of gas is about $4 a gallon. He's like, I can't believe that. And I go,
well,
you know
what we
it's
need?
It's not happening.
We need a strike.
No, there's no strike. There's no strike.
Yeah.
We need a strike.
You're on strike.
That would be
okay, good. You're not doing it. So how does that affect anybody?
I got to go to the UP this weekend.
Well, I know, but you're not going on strike. And even if you did, Russ Brown's not going on strike.
That's the problem.
Or some of these guys aren't going on strike.
There was an effective comedy strike in the 1970s.
Really?
Yes. And it broke the whole comedy business wide open because they had the Comedy Store and the Improv, all these clubs that were showcases, wouldn't pay anybody because they said that you were there to get seen by talent bookers.
Mm-hmm.
You were there to get seen by the guys who booked Vegas.
That's not the case anymore.
And the problem was there were, 12 guys working a night and they weren't getting paid,
No one seeing you this weekend in the UK.
No. No one.
You're going there for the money.
No
one's even. Garbage.
I might
and,
play
and
for,
that gig pays well compared to the other shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That,
the only
that
reason
gig,
I took it is it was just barely worth enough.
That
to
gig
go.
Is a million miles away and you're traveling on the holiday weekend and you're going to be miserable, but the money's not bad. That's the least you can complain about that.
It would have been okay. I was going with Bill Bichard, except he's taking his wife.
Well, that's what happens.
So there you go.
Well, take your wife. Nah, they don't want
you. I like his wife, but I mean, I'd rather split the gas.
Well, they don't really want you in the car with them.
Well, yeah. What am I going to be? You sit in the mother-in-law seat?
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
Hey, Bill and Susie. Look, can we stop at Freeway Fritz? Get some of that wonderful Zender's style chicken.
That is good stuff right there.
Boy,
stop
I'll tell you what,
freeway
I had a broasted chicken dinner the other day that was terrific.
Yeah. Chicken Shack?
No, I had a, not Chicken Shack. I went to a place in Southfield and I can't remember the name.
I watched the porno last night. I ate some chicken.
I know.
And came out and felt pretty good.
I did feel pretty good.
It was in Southfield.
You know what? It's next to Shields. Do you know what I'm talking about? On
Telegraph
Road.
Sure.
There's a
sure.
restaurant right yep. next door to it. Mm. And it had the best chicken I've ever eaten. It was terrific.
Mm.
I forget the name of it. I wish I'd give him a plug, but I can't.
Now you make me want to go to Chicken Shack.
We can go to Chicken Shack after
Chicken
the show
Shack
if you
is.
Want. I want my Chicken Shack, Chicken Shack, Chicken Shack, Chicken Shack.
I was going to clap along.
Barbecue's all.
But anyway.
Chili's baby back ribs.
See what you did to me here?
What, are we doing?
What did I do
we've
to
got,
you?
We've got Scarlett Johansson versus Anne Hathaway. That should be in the final. That should be a final.
It's a again, tough
it's
bracket.
It's a tough bracket, Rob. It's a tough bracket. I mean,
This is the grade eight, and those two should be in the
Let's
final.
Let's hear your elite
Who's
eight?
In the eight, yeah.
We've got Scarlett Johansson, Anne Hathaway, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Mila Kunis, Jessica Alba, Ali Larder. Kobe Smulders and Amy Adams.
Oh, that's
wow.
Your first four is pretty similar to Corey, but after that, you really.
I don't think Kobe Smulders did that hot in my bracket.
Well, I like Kobe Smulders.
Yeah, I don't blame
me too.
You like that? Yeah, she's good.
Yeah.
That's a good. I didn't see the end of that show. That show just ended. How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, me neither.
I didn't. I saw everything up to the last episode. I still got it on the DVR to watch. I did see the end of The Office, which I thought ended well. Thought the season was probably the worst one so far.
It was.
Yeah.
I don't think they got any kind of rhythm going.
Yeah.
But the final episode I thought was perfectly written.
I thought it was,
I thought
good,
it was
yeah.
just
I thought it was
outstanding.
Good. It's a little too much of a soap opera now. I mean, let's be honest. But
it
maybe
is.
They'll pay these things off and maybe just get back to doing.
Well,
I mean,
I think they're well beyond the parameters of what the original show did. So they don't have that template anymore.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
And now I don't know where they're going. They're off the map. They got to go do their own thing.
Yeah, but it's a little. It becomes too much of a. You almost can't. Again, it becomes a show where you can't just watch an Office out of the blue and expect to understand it now because you don't. There's too much that carries on from one episode to the next.
You're right.
They don't stand on their own like a classic comedy. I think needs to stand on its own.
I know, and I think the thing about the Office is it should be tedium. It should be. Nothing ever changes.
Right. That should be
the premise.
People up who hate their jobs sitting there, and the manager's a doofus.
Yeah.
And, you know, it should be those same things over and over. And
when it's all said and done, nobody's going to have any problem identifying where they jumped the shark. I mean, there's so many examples because, like, you know how there's multiple examples on that website?
Yeah.
There are so many examples of where you can
say
that
they jumped the shark. They've got the wedding, the pregnancy.
When the car went in the water.
Oh yeah,
To me, it was Shroot Farms.
Shroot. That was the most ridiculous episode.
Jumped the shark right.
I was actually. if I put my DVR on right now, it would be queued up to Jim and Pam in Shroot Farms, and they're mashing up beats.
Horrible.
I was watching that the other night on
that was horrendous.
That was the thing. You know what? Shroot Farms should have been like Vera on Cheers. You never should have seen it.
I agree with that. That's something you should never
and then
see.
They blew it before that when they had like they took Ryan to the farm and his cousin was going to wrestle him. But that was kind of funny.
Right. Mose has been on like four times this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was just on the this episode.
So it's you know, it's gotten to be a little too much of. It's too broad, and it should be.
We'll never have the
bit.
Genius of Pretzel Day back.
That was a whole show was Pretzel Day.
Yeah,
and it was great. And now, like, you can't bring it down to the smaller things.
They're never in the office.
Yeah,
anymore.
They're not in the office anymore.
They're never in the guy.
Yeah, really, when they
office.
Leave the office is really when it goes bad. Usually,
yeah. And they've been doing nothing but this year.
They've been, they're all.
But
over
they got back a little bit on track last episode.
I liked it. Good. I liked the new boss Holly that they brought in. The
Amy
new
Ryan,
HR person. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah,
maybe if we did a MILF bracket. Amy Ryan would be.
You
on
want
there.
Her on there?
She's in the. You know,
right, she was on over 30 Gone Baby Gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was on The Wire. As
all
well.
Right.
So good actress.
She very could good. Be on My Wire.
Hey-o!
Well.
Yeah,
it was there.
So The Office, it ended okay, but the rest of the season, you know, I'm really interested to see what they're going to do in season 4 because I'll hit the point where I'll stop watching that show, and I don't know
really?
When that'll be, but I might even give them all of season 4, but the time's going to come when I'm going to stop watching.
I can't see
really?
That. I ditched. My Name Is Earl.
And,
like,
yeah, I did too.
You can consider this my retirement from comedy.
But
and in the future, if I want to say something funny,
but see, this was that was a classic episode
yes.
when he
I
got in trouble for making jokes. It was very, you know,
do
especially if they
things.
Get rid of Toby, and that was he was such a nemesis, and they never even used Toby this season.
Shroot Farms, going into the car, driving into the water. I thought the whole moon boat thing when they had the whole he was going to jump off the roof,
booze
into the,
cruise.
No,
oh,
the
oh, oh, the moonwalk.
Remember when Michael was going to jump off the roof into the moose?
Yeah, that was
moonwalk?
Ridiculous. Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
It's not funny.
Yeah.
In fact, it's pretty freaking unfunny.
So anyway,
the office... dinner party one had some funny moments.
That was
but,
I
like,
enjoyed the dinner party,
but it was but I don't know. It was just
it was
odd.
Over the top.
It was odd and over the top. You're right.
All right. Anyway, enough. Jim needs a haircut.
No.
I got to get Jim's
Corey
haircut.
Hates the Jim hair.
Hate it.
Did you guys see the SNL?
Anyone who has hair. Corey really hates
Japanese.
That was pretty good.
Okay, that was pretty good. But I have to say that episode sucked.
Of
my god, the season finale.
There were
was
like
dire.
Three decent sketches, and then
dire.
The one that blew the most was the Steve Carell's the weight loss guy.
Oh, it's unwatchable.
It went on and on and on and
I mean,
on.
It's just it was unwatchable.
The NBA commercial parody of Bill Clinton Hillary Clinton
and Obama.
Obama
that
was
okay.
Awesome.
That was funny, but
no,
I mean it wasn't.
Really
I mean,
good.
SNL. But was like, because of Amy, I've been watching a lot of SNL this year.
Oh boy.
And I've probably watched all of them, most of them.
Oy.
And it's a struggle.
It's terrible.
They've had maybe two really solid episodes.
No.
And then some of the ones have just been dire.
Well, I can get through it if I record it and I flip through it on the DVR.
The Tina Fey episode was terrific.
It was outstanding.
That was great. And then like everybody thought, oh, they're back. They're going to rock and roll. And then it was like the next week it was like, MacGruber. Let's put
that's
it
funny.
Yeah.
The
the ones that I watched this season, the Jenna Fisher one was okay. The one, the chick from June, that one was the worst thing I ever saw. What's her name from June?
Ellen Page.
Ellen Page. That was one of the worst things I ever saw.
I did like her Peter Pan sketch.
Carell, who I like, I just found that he was just like not funny. They didn't give him anything.
I know,
funny
and you think a funny guy like Carell should make something happen.
And they just wasted. I mean, I had high expectations for that one. So
I'll tell you what's been really bad is the digital shorts.
Yeah.
The digital shorts. He hasn't.
Really? Sandberg's out of ideas? I'm stunned. Really? Andy Samberg's out of ideas?
Well, when he was the. I didn't like when he was. He did the Batman parody. That was kind of funny.
It was, except that.
Crime Fighter, and it went on too long.
The end of it went on 6 minutes.
The best one last year was punching people in the face just before eating. That was.
I don't think I ever saw that one, but.
It was.
Well, they did do a bit with Carell and Andy Samberg where he was doing CPR.
Yeah.
That with like blood splatter and everything. Right. That was kind of funny. Mm.
Oh, yeah. He put his hand through him.
Yeah. Thumbs down to that, but who cares?
That Charlie,
that show's never been.
The Charlie Flit
good.
Was awful. The Carell as the weight loss.
And guy. I watched the Jonah. Oh, I watched the Jonah Hill one this year. They had good guest hosts.
Jonah Hill. That was the digital short where Jonah Hill was like, "I'm blowing your dad," and it was just not funny.
I thought the Jonah Hill one was okay because I think Jonah Hill's funny.
There was a great sketch with him and
Carell's
the new girl.
Funny and Carell's
The new Jonah Hill and the new girl had a great sketch at the end of the show.
Yeah.
It seems like the 1 o'clock slot is actually pretty good this year.
Yeah.
The rest of the show.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, all right. That's just me.
Anything else on TV that ended? Anyone wants to bring up?
Corey. Oh, they all suck. How about that house, boy? That house,
yeah,
huh?
Right,
what's going to happen with him, huh?
I don't even watch.
Wow,
House.
He just solved some kind of crazy medical mystery.
Next week's Lost.
Rob, anything else you're watching that ended?
Lost is
done?
Coming Thursday. That's pretty much
the end of Lost.
Do it.
Rob's
for me. No, it's not the end, but
Rob's
it's the end
final
of
Lost.
It's
the end
for
the season.
Season.
I'm saying,
yeah, there's
the
two more seasons.
You're one of those cats that like gets the whole box set of the season and just watches it.
We did that. That's how we watched Lost up until this last season. Kim and I didn't have cable last summer, so what we did is we watched we rented or borrowed the 3 previous seasons of Lost and watched them all on DVD up until like 2 weeks before this last season.
I smell the influence of vagina there, because
please.
No,
that was a really cool thing to do, actually.
Was it?
Corey watches every show where there's a chef yelling at somebody his girlfriend.
I do.
They sit there and cuddle up, and he pretends like he's making fun of you.
Yeah, Lost is a good show.
Top Chef's a wonderful show.
He watches Top Chef and Hell's Kitchen.
Gordon Ramsay's
and all this
Kitchen
garbage.
Good stuff.
Yeah,
he watches all of this nonsense.
I do. But, you know, all right, Amy's brother-in-law, they don't have cable, okay? And they're making good money. Like, she's got a Mini Cooper.
Yeah, okay.
They got this nice house in Lansing, but they don't have cable. I'm like, Dan, why don't you have cable? And he's like, well, she thinks that we'll watch too much of it.
Yeah.
if we had
she
it.
She likes to read.
And I'm like, uh-huh. And he goes, but, you know, all we do is just rent, like, seasons of episodes from Netflix. I'm like, so how is that different than just turning on the goddamn television?
And that was, it was really my plan to not have cable last year. I was like, I thought... You know, I was like riding my bike and I was doing a lot of things outside, and I'm just like at the beginning of the year and I'm just like, man, we should be doing more of this type of stuff.
Yeah.
And what do? We watched a season of Heroes and 3 seasons of
Lost. And they're sitting there and they watch 2 or 3 hours of TV a night.
Yeah.
But it's just not cable.
I know.
And I'm like, you're fooling me.
But don't you want to watch like the Tiger games and stuff? I mean,
last summer. I did really bad want to. And so now we do have cable and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, getting your stat. Yeah, that's right.
There it is.
I knew you had a sack in there, big fella. Yeah.
Okay, speaking of not having sacks, Dancing with the Stars ended. I watched every episode.
God, are you a homo?
I'm a complete fag.
Wow. Oh, my.
I watched
God.
It.
That's faggot stuff.
Thank you.
your impression of Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I watched Dancing with the Stars, and I have to say that, you know, that the casting was bad in that the people that could actually dance were like the least famous, least interesting people. And so the people that lasted, no one cared about. And I think the show suffered before it.
Right.
So the people like this guy, this Christian, whatever his name, he's from like a Spanish soap opera.
Mm-hmm.
And I have him on. It's like nobody knows who that guy is.
I'm on poor.
They've got a
goddamn Helio Castroneves won last year. And about 9 people who don't watch auto racing would know who he is.
But at least he won the Indy 500. That's at least a credit that people understand. Yeah. There's a chick that was in the Broadway production of Hairspray. Not even the movie of Hairspray. And she was in the final four. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, this is ridiculous. And they got like the guy from the Dolphins, Jason Taylor, who if you had to name famous NFL players, I think you'd go through about 100 guys before you got to Jason Stanton. And that's what he has.
No, you're right.
He's on a team that sucks.
He's a DN, so it's
he's
like,
a defensive
you know,
end.
He's a good-looking fella.
But he's not a guy that, I mean, if you had Michael Strahan.
Yeah, but you know what?
Eli Manning or somebody that somebody knows, okay,
NFL,
Tom Brady.
NFL Goddamn Live has been talking about him like he's, you know, Joe Namath.
Oh, there's, you mean like Jason
like
Taylor?
It's like a Jason Taylor update every day.
Well, there's big news now because he is, Bill Parcells is pissed because he will not go to minicamp.
Right.
And it's like right on the heels of all of this Dancing with the Stars shit.
He basically is saying, I'm not coming back because I don't want to do minicamp because I want to do show business stuff.
Now he
and
even
I'll come
says,
back for the season.
He said he's not even going to training camp
in July. I know. He doesn't want to go to training camp, which a lot of veterans are doing that now.
Well, he's got to go.
Strahan doesn't go to training camp anymore.
You know, uh-oh.
Are you done with the pay bracket?
We have a winner.
Ooh, should we do that?
Let's save that for the break.
You want to wait for after the break? Because we can take a break now. We'll come back with Rob's pay bracket. And so anyway, Dancing with the Stars was no good, although Christy Yamaguchi won, and I guess she deserved it. She was kind of the best dancer.
Oh, Christy Yamaguchi!
But she's not even that hot. I mean, she's decent looking, but...
Yeah, who'd have guessed that somebody that flips and twirls for a living would have won that show?
Yeah,
right.
But...
shocking that an ice skater.
Yeah. So anyway...
fancy costumes and this choreography.
I found that this was far and away the worst season of Dancing with the Stars that I watched, and...
I can't believe you watched the whole thing.
Well, you know what? I'm a gay man.
So. But American Idol is red hot!
Yeah, you know what? I don't even know.
Me neither.
Yeah, who cares?
I was just kidding.
American Idol is so... goddamn long.
It was a battle of the Davids last night.
Oh my god. I started watching it like I did watch some of the auditions.
Oh yeah. Well, those are entertaining in their own way.
I was into that for a few weeks because, you know, there's completely crazy idiots on there. That was in like February.
Yeah.
It's freaking May and the show's finally over.
That's funny comedy.
Hey, I don't even need a drop board. I got Rob Rose.
I like the drops.
He's such a big fan of the show. He knows all the drops.
That's right.
All right, so let's play some more music from Crystal Castles. We'll come back. We're going to talk about News Babes
funny,
as well.
Funny comedy.
As well as Rob's Bay Bracket.
Steve Tyler?
This is one of the longest arguments
this
we've
is
ever
long
had.
Debated.
I believe it's Bruce Willis. He doesn't.
I think it's Jason Mewes.
He thinks it's Jason Mewes.
Funny comedy.
That's actually something I found just as it is, and I did not pull that myself.
Mm.
So I don't know.
For once.
Yeah, most of the stuff I do, cut and pull myself. But anyway,
he just keeps going with it.
Corey,
don't stop him.
Anytime you want to play the fucking music, I only asked for it 3 fucking minutes ago.
We use a large vibrating.
All right, you can play the music right now. We're going to talk about News Babes, Rob's Bay Bracket. We're going to review Indiana Jones.
Joel, we'll talk about which if he uses Jergens lotion or. I use Shea Butter.
There goes your mic. There it goes.
Eucerin.
That's it. You're done.
Thank you.
And we're back. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show. There's a little Crystal Castles music for you.
Yeah, it's music to blow your boyfriend by.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do. And if you're a girl, that would make sense.
Well, yeah, but I was not referring to that.
Oh, I don't know what you're referring to.
Did you guys see that Sacha Baron Cohen's doing Bruno now?
Yeah.
He tried to interview Schwarzenegger.
Wow. I'm sure that that sounds hilarious. Okay.
Yeah.
The douchebag hotline. If you want to call in, tell us what's going on. Maybe you have a problem with Rob's Bay Bracken when you're about to hear the winner of that. You can call in and give us your own opinion at 610-552-0746.
Walk us through these, Rob, from going back to like the 16.
Yeah. Can you? Yeah. Go ahead and
show us how you got here.
Well, I had Scarlett Johansson and Carrie Russell. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson. I gotta say, I looked at this and the first name I saw was Scarlett Johansson. I'm like, I know she's gonna win this.
Yeah. If you want the, if you're not know what we're talking about, we did the Bay brackets what 2 months ago or so.
March,
it was during March Madness. So scroll down on the main page of Corey and Joel Radio, or click on shows, and you'll find the link to the Bay bracket that you can download. But go ahead, Rob.
Anne Hathaway and Maria Sharapova. That's a real quality matchup, but Anne Hathaway had to win. I really, 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 really like her. Catherine McPhee, Maggie Gyllenhaal. God. The Secretary. Have you seen that?
Yes. Secretary's a good movie.
Yes. Yes.
Maggie Gyllenhaal in a route.
Love that Gyllenhaal.
Mila Kunis and, I don't know, Katarina Witt, or Alicia Witt.
Alicia Witt, yes.
I
think you're a new fan of Alicia Witt.
Well, she's hot, but Mila Kunis won.
Mila Kunis.
You know, and I can't,
I
can't blame you
she's
for that.
She's a younger model.
Sure.
Yeah, she's a newer.
I'm a redhead.
Faster model.
So, you know.
Cheryl Burke versus Jessica Alba. Jessica Alba. Okay. Allie Larder. I've always had a thing for
since
the whipped cream bikini.
Yeah.
Allie Larder versus Alexis Bledel, which Alexis Bledel.
She's coming on.
She's a grower, not a shower.
Kobe Smulders, Rachel Weisz. Kobe Smulders.
Yeah.
We talked about
Kobe Smulders is good, man.
Mm-hmm.
You better wise up, Rachel Weisz. Oh, wait.
Morgan Webb, I didn't know who she was until about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Now she's.
But do you like it now?
But Amy Adams had to win out because she's fine.
Yeah.
So what do we got? We got a final four?
Our final four is Scarlett Johansson versus Maggie Gyllenhaal, which, please.
Yeah.
Allie Larder and Amy Adams.
I'm going to guess you took Amy Adams and Johansson.
In the final?
Yeah.
You would be correct.
Oh! And wow.
Scarlett Johansson won.
Yay.
ScarJo is your winner.
Corey, she won Corey's the last
did
time.
She?
Did
she?
Last year, not this year.
Oh, okay.
Well, it might have been 2 years ago even, but the last time we did it before this year.
This year, I believe, was it not Hinton Wood's own Kristen Bell?
No, picked it to your Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, Zooey Deschanel,
was your
that's
winner.
Right, that's right.
Zooey Deschanel, Forbidden Fruit? Isn't she a fruit?
What?
What?
Zooey Deschanel.
Oh, I'm thinking of Portia de Rossi.
No. Zooey Deschanel is she's in the new M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Happening, that comes out.
And she's got a band, doesn't she?
She's got a band where she sings with some guy.
Look, my picks, and I have to admit, were not based solely on general attraction. they were largely based on who I thought was actually more fuckable. And Zooey Deschanel, I feel if I did some sit-ups and I I was at the right Hollywood party and I dropped some references, I might work something there.
Yeah. You know, I had for a long time a performance of hers from Conan with her band.
Yes.
Did you see that or not? Because I deleted
it
because I needed hard drive space. But
yeah,
she's got a group called She and Him.
Right.
Yeah.
She's in that. She's in the Cameron Crowe movie. She's in. Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah,
all right.
Feck you.
All right. So, that's Rob's Bay Bracket. If you have a problem with it, you can talk to Rob. Or
you can
call the Douchebag
me.
Hotline.
Yes.
You can email us at email at coreyandjoelradio.com. You can go to the forum, and we'll discuss that on there as well. So,
or you can simply suck my balls.
I think that's a pretty... Here's a good shot of Zooey, just to show you what I was thinking. See, you know what? I'm actually the kind of guy, though, if a woman's too attractive, I just know she's a country western singer. You know what I mean? I just know
Zoe, Shania Twain.
She's a C-U-N-T. You know what
Zoe
I'm saying?
Zoe comes off as kind
of
classy.
Good shot of Zooey Deschanel.
And kind of down to earth. Yeah.
She's like an indie rock girl dream. Let's be honest. All right. So there you go.
All right.
So
yeah, you could like, you know, talk about a David Sedaris book.
Exactly.
You know? Right.
But the Olivia Munn, that's pretty good stuff too.
All right. All right. Speaking of chicks, now this is a whole other thing. And I decided for a specific reason, because, you know, people like were complaining about chicks not being famous enough on the list. Well, I try not to have any news babes.
Do you think we're reaching the female 35 to 60 demo?
No.
I don't know. I don't know if we're really getting...
I think that is a demo. That's a sit at home
you
on your
keep talking own. About Top Chef, you might.
Well, are we really getting our intended audience? Because but, I don't know if we're reaching them.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
So we didn't...
I like that show.
I do, too.
And you know what?
So do 35 to 60-year-old women.
That guy, by the way, I know, Joel's trying to set something
up. I'm just like, you know.
The Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, he's a shot of him is in front of the fly trap in Ferndale.
Right.
And I got to see that episode.
He goes in. You can find it on the web.
Okay. No. That was very important for our listeners.
It was. That guy.
Our listeners in Australia.
There's a place
that nobody knows. Now you have to explain it.
I'll send you the link.
It's a guy who goes to Dives and Diners, and he went to this place in Potterville, Michigan called Gizzard City. Where they deep fry gizzards.
Nobody cares.
It's tremendous.
No, I mean,
and then they ate
hit on something that nobody.
That just sounds so made up.
They made a deep fried burger.
You watched Channel 376 at 3 a.m. and saw a guy. Then went. I mean, Corey, this is like stuff nobody cares. I mean,
I know. That's why I like.
I mean, the thing that I don't have to talk about, like. Really,
I can
nobody
watch
cares
Dancing
about
with the
you.
Stars like a big fag.
Well, this is like the number one show on TV. I mean, it's funny.
I'm watching.
Can we do this?
Diners and Drive. Diners, Drivers, and Drive. Where he goes to Gizzard City.
I'm.
God. It's like Fat Guy Wet Dream. This show. Right. It's like he goes to places where it's like, right. We made a 7-pound burger. Do you want to eat this thing? Fuck yeah, I want to eat this goddamn 7-pound burger. Bring it on. We deep fried a Twiggy and put it inside a pig. Fuck it, yeah!
All right, I'm going to do this bit whether you're in the room or not. I'm going to do this bit. This is interesting. We didn't in the babe brackets. I didn't put in any news babes for a specific reason. Is that you got to be a real pervert to know who news babes are. Now I admit I'm in that group because I'm home during the day.
Well, that's the other thing I watch. Is
and
news.
I'll watch Fox Business. You're home during the day,
yeah? Or you simply have to watch the news.
Watch the news. Watch Fox Business or any of these shows. And you'll see these chicks on there, and they're all in little short skirts. I think they're just driven by ratings, and they put these hot chicks on because they figure if somebody's going to read the news, you're going to have a fat pig read it to you. You're going to have a hot chick, and they figure the news is the news. That doesn't change.
Well,
let's just put some hot chicks on.
And
I'm
if
guessing
I,
that was the mentality.
If I may, right, correct. If I may, though, they do interview people, and they do tend to hold their own and not.
Yeah,
be,
some of
like,
these chicks
you know,
are good. Some of them are good.
You know, drooling dolts.
But
you know, they.
It's not really a qualification. It's a bonus if they're good.
Right.
Right. Like here on Fox News, if you're really hot and you're good, you're on during the day.
Yeah.
If you're on Fox News and you're just really hot, you're on in the middle of the night.
Right.
But you're still on.
Right.
Right. You know, you're not doing anything important in the middle of the night, but. You know, the hot chicks, yeah, they'll interview a senator. But yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay. So this is a chick that I know a lot of guys are into. She's on CNBC. A lot of these financial channels have hot chicks. Fox Business is a new one that's just came out. And, CNBC has this
Who's
chick.
Who's the money honey?
Okay, the money honey is a girl named Maria Bartiromo.
Maria. There's a Ramon song about her.
Is there really?
Maria Bartiromo.
She's been around. But she's been around a long time. She would be almost on the senior circuit of hot chicks. Not that she's not hot, but she might be 40 now. She might be a little. She's like she was hot 10 years ago, whatever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This chick is the new one. This is Erin Burnett, who you've seen. There's a picture of her right there on this piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And she did a thing for Men's Health magazine, and she writes this article. Now she's on CNBC, and maybe when you hear the ways, she wrote an article called 8 Ways to Impress Me.
Okay.
And this is how guys, if you want to get Erin Burnett, and Rob no. knows her.
And you would if you've
Rob
seen her.
Rob knows she's hot, yeah. And if you look her up on Google, in fact, I'll give you a website. If you want to
I know she is because she does spots on MSNBC.
Yeah. And if you want to look up, there's a great way, there's a bunch of these websites, but I found this site called anchorbabes.blogspot.com where they have all these news chicks. And it's updated every day with who was hot that day. Like, here's a... Shira Lazar with fantastic cleavage, and you can see that's a chick with nice cleavage.
That's nice cleavage.
Here's Kathy Lee Gifford's foot fetish.
Yeah, right.
There's a whole article of that, and like chicks with their legs and sitting down, and it's great. It's a great sight. You want to look at these hot chicks on TV. So this Erin Burnett is a fan, is a favorite on there. And this is how you can impress her. Eight ways to impress her, Rob. Tell me if you're willing to do any of these. Corey, you go in and maybe you have a shot at Erin Burnett. Nothing wrong with the beautiful Amy, but maybe you want an Erin Burnett. Maybe you want a famous chick.
Do we not just determine that Padma Lakshmi was with Salman Rushdie? showed a super hot, super modely type broad was with a troll.
Okay. See if you have a shot at Erin Burnett in Guys at
Home. Write novels. That's where you get the real pussy.
Well, it does help to have money.
Guys, listen at home and see if you're willing to do any of these things to get Erin Burnett. This is the top eight things. Number one is pack your bags. Any guy who can plan a trip to an exotic locale, such as Mongolia, Mozambique, or Papua New Guinea would impress me. Sounds a little high maintenance, but it's okay.
How about the Island Resort Casino in Escanaba?
There you go. That's
Reed. Yeah. He's loaded.
Yeah. Go get some fried bull testicles somewhere in Midland, right? That's where you're So you're not really willing to go
Gizzard
to
City in Potterville.
That's not a crazy request, number one. Okay. Number two is...
Well, if I had money, I would be I'd be going to...
Right, exactly.
Let's go to fucking Thailand.
Let's go to Ecuador.
Buy me a new atlas in Globe. You could unlock my heart by allowing me to dream up my next trip. I love to travel and hope to eventually set foot in 100 countries. Okay, again, not an unreasonable thing. She likes to travel. Okay, here's number three. This is great.
Why doesn't she quit fucking CNBC and go get a job on Travel Channel?
These get so great. Do something special for my parents is number three. Family is important to me. So round trip business class tickets to Australia and New Zealand for my parents would earn you big points in my book.
And it would cost you $12,000.
What the fuck?
It is a very odd. Now, is that odd to anyone else?
Just like you told me to put money in my Roth IRA.
Right.
I don't have money for this.
All right. So then she says, okay, so she gets off the travel thing for number four, and she says, relax me. Okay, I could relax.
By taking me to Thailand. No,
yoga keeps me calm. So I'd be impressed if you thought to send a yoga instructor to my apartment for private lessons. So now she wants... I don't know what the tab is. Is anyone keeping a running tab?
So basically, is she giving instructions to George Clooney?
No, here's number
five.
Is it
Clooney? You can afford this.
This is great. Help me work out. Finding an exercise bike at my door would be great for rainy days when my Raleigh M80 mountain bike and I are stuck indoors. Now you have to send her up. She has a good bike. She gives you the brand. You know that Rally bike is expensive, right? But now she wants another bike. Here's another one. Edify me. So now she's saying, okay, she's getting off the physical. She wants to be, you know. Reading is a passion of mine. So a gathering with a couple of my favorite authors, especially Jared Diamond and Robin McKinley, would make for an exceptional evening.
Not a Borders gift certificate.
Don't do that. Don't buy me a paperback.
What if I
want to meet my private authors in the privacy of my own apartment?
What if I got her Darren Breggy, who wrote Michigan Chillers, John Tenney, who wrote Baboon of Sickness?
That's like when Rodney
and Andrea Bonaventura for Real Detective.
Yeah, she wouldn't get into it.
That's like when Rodney Dangerfield sent Kurt Vonnegut to the door for back to school for his son's report.
And then we got two more left here. She said,
"Whoever wrote this doesn't know shit about Kurt Vonnegut."
Hi, I'm Kurt Vonnegut.
Hey, Pierce, please my palate. Hiring a personal chef to prepare meals a few nights a week,
fucking bitch.
I am home, would be unforgettable.
What a fucking bitch.
It's not like, take me to a nice restaurant. It's like, bring the chef to my house fucking cook for me.
I'm not even going to look at her.
Hey,
the
Mario
same
Batali,
way
do you want to come over and make some shit?
Yeah, it's like, so this, that's how you, and here's the best one ever. Now, this one, Rob, you might want to look out. Shit might go flying across the room in about 30 seconds. This is the one that fucking kills me. Imagine you've done the first seven for her. Imagine you've treated her to a private yoga, and you've had her favorite authors come and lecture to her, and you've had a private yoga instructor, and you've sent her parents to Australia, New Zealand in business fucking class, because they can't sit in coach,
right?
Because their asses are made out of gold.
Right.
Imagine you got to do number eight. This is the best one. This is the greatest one. Send me packing. A man who recognizes the importance of my time with the girls is a keeper. A long weekend spa getaway for me and my sisters would be perfection. Wow. So after doing all that, you don't even get to fuck her because then she's got to go with her sisters to a spa. What a fucking
cunt.
Then
what are you going to peck on the cheek?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
What a fucking list.
Did Mark Cuban follow this list?
Who could do this list?
I mean, like, you got to be a billionaire or
something. Could you? You can't impress this. What a bitch.
No kidding.
And it's funny. If you go on Men's Health and you can find this article. Actually, I think if you just look up Erin Burnett in Men's Health on Google, there's, I think, 107 responses to this. There's 42 comments and 107 recommendations of this article. The guys in the comments brutalize her and call her a complete cunt.
She is a complete cunt.
Apparently, this article was so bad. This came out in January. We're a little late to this, but I found this on some blog. But apparently, it was so bad that there had to be a CNBC management meeting. And they had to talk to her and said that it gives the channel a bad image if their anchors are that
gold-digging
slugs. Yeah, yeah. Is this unbelievable to you? I mean, really? Is this – it's like –
Then what I want you to do is buy the Mona Lisa and lay it on the bed surrounded by orchids.
Oh, my – it's so –
We'll use that as our cum rag.
And I want you to buy Orson Welles' Oscar from Citizen Kane and fuck me with it. Just shove it up my cooch.
She's so –
If you could do that – And then we'll melt the gold down and put it as flakes on top of our fondue.
I guess
the fuck is this? What the fuck?
She gave a statement, I guess, where she was trying to be funny, but it's like, you're not a comedian.
No, that's not funny at all.
You read the news off the
teleprompter. I want you to build me a spaceship, and we'll go to Andromeda.
And then I remember around this time, they sent her on Conan, and she went on Conan, and she wasn't, like, she was really awful. Like, she wasn't funny at all.
That's the problem. They think they're hilarious.
And it's just like, wow, you are a bitch.
Oh, but I do watch. I do. As we all know. The only time I'll watch. I will watch, like, a little bit of, like, Hannity and Combs or, like, a little O'Reilly. I watch the big ticket shows on Fox, but I can't watch, like, the regular newscasters
on
Fox.
All right. Okay.
But I do watch a little of MSNBC, and those broads, as soon as the teleprompter goes down,
their
brains just turn to pudding. Contessa Brewer.
Hey, careful. Contessa Brewer.
She's hot, but, you know.
I'm going to try to find my hottest chick on this
site.
She's
pretty smart, too.
I like this chick on CNBC. Who I think's the hottest chick of all is this Trish Regan. You ever seen her? Yeah, she's not like – I think she's relatively new. I got to find – here's Maria Bartiromo.
Well, talk about – by the way, speaking of stuff nobody watches.
They've got Weather
Fox
Girl.
Fox Business Channel.
Right.
About eight people on earth have watched it.
I'll try to find this chick. Who is this?
Can you find that song, the Maria Bartiromo song? I wonder if you could find
I don't
one.
Know where that
I don't
is.
Know. I'm just looking at Anna Gilligan, who was apparently on that show, Red Eye.
I heard it on
Red Eye's got hot chicks. Yeah, that's
for,
a good
For
show.
A little while, I was obsessed with Red Eye because it's like a conservative late-night chat show.
Well, it's funny. It's like
they bring
comedy.
Comics on, right. But the host is like a real conservative nut.
Here's one of the hottest chicks on daytime TV, Robin Mead on Headline News in the morning. You ever seen that? Look at her ass here, Rob. Look at that. Check that out. Pow! Look at that. She's like a stripper. Like they just got a stripper reading the news in the morning on Headline News. It's unbelievable, man. All these chicks. I love it. Love hot chicks on TV.
Wow.
Hot chicks on TV.
Well, you know.
But they're bitches, apparently. Well, this Erin Burnett.
That's unbelievable.
I read that and was just like.
Unspeakable.
Do you know what a bitch you are? And I guess she does now, so good for her.
You know what somebody needs to do to impress her?
What do you?
Find the crystal skull.
You want to get into that? Yeah. All right, Corey wants to get into the Indiana Jones. I might have actually gotten the song. I forgot we were going to do this.
As close. Oh, did you get the song?
No, I don't. I don't. You can play Crystal Castles.
John Williams is the greatest.
Castles made of sand.
John Williams is the greatest, and every time I see a movie now, I realize we need him.
He's gonna die eventually.
We know. I mean, like, okay, Spider-Man. As great as the first two Spider-Man movies are, the music is not memorable.
Really?
There's kind of like
Spider-Man.
It's kind of like there's a little bit of that,
you're
but there's
right.
no theme.
Nobody's
think about
walking
Star
down
Wars,
the street,
right.
whistling the Spider-Man theme.
Like, think about Star Wars, dun, 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 dun.
Right.
Or you know the Star Wars theme song, or Superman. You know?
Yeah.
Those all have these big, punchy, memorable, and Indiana Jones. Nowadays, it's all fucking gobbledygook. And that's what these movies are really lacking is
now,
a score.
Now, are you discounting RZA's work in the
I would
Kill
never,
Bill films?
I would never. No, that's good. That's actually good.
That is good.
But that's kind of memorable. You can remember, you know, you know what I mean?
What about Howard Shore doing the Lord of the Rings? Was that good for you?
Nothing's memorable.
No, nothing.
That was competent and well done.
Yeah.
But you know that John Williams shit, that hook, you know?
Yeah,
best
I hear
we've
you.
Got right now is Tim Burton.
Yeah, Danny Elfman.
Danny Elfman.
The
okay.
Batman theme was good. The old, the original right. Batman theme was pretty good.
Right.
But he did Spider-Man, and it was really lacking a punch. You know,
okay.
A hook.
I've never.
But that's one of the great things about Indiana Jones is the music.
Okay.
That is one of the tremendous
things.
So how
was the music in this?
It was the old
same music.
Yeah, it was like all the music from Raiders that you knew and like maybe three new cues. And
they
it was
blew
like,
the dust off the quarter inch reel-to-reel.
Yeah, they did. That's exactly yeah, really. What it was. Yeah. Oh, man. Joel is still obsessed with the Anchor Babes.
I'm trying to find my favorite Trish Regan, but go ahead. Indiana Jones. So you got to see the movie?
So I saw Indiana Jones in the Temple of the Crystal, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, excuse me.
And you thought?
It stinks. Anyway.
Really?
You and Terry Lawson. Huh.
Well, here's my problem with it. Now, over at Ain't It Cool News, they all had a 24-hour Circle Jerk Spankathon in which
they all saw, yeah, they've different reviews from the
yeah,
different guys.
Yeah, Moriarty and Harry and all those guys over there. Yeah, Quint. They all tried to blow a bukkake nut on on Spielberg and Lucas's faces. They were like, Spielberg, like Lucas, half his face is white from that beard already. Let's see if we can put white on the rest of his face.
They didn't.
Goo and nut all over his face. Harry literally pulled his fucking.
Well, he liked
Harry
everything.
Went and got his tongs out of his salad bowl.
I'll tell you when
and
I stopped.
Pulled his cock out from under the layers of fat and started whacking it right in the review.
Well, I stopped reading his reviews when he really loved Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
When he said that was the greatest comedy.
There was a classic legendary one where he blew a nut over the new Godzilla.
Oh, really?
And everybody just went. That was where they were like, talking about jumping the shark. Well. He was like, this is going to blow your ass out of the ass. Yeah, it's going to blow your ass through your ass and out of your ass. Into the back of this theater. And people were like, are you high? Who's that?
There's Trish Regan. Oh, I just pulled her up. Look at that. Look at that, Rob.
I like that. That's good.
That's nice,
nice.
Right?
It's good stuff.
She's better than Erin Burnett.
She reminds me a little bit of the Elder Gilmore girl. She's
yeah,
a little
bit Lauren
Graham.
Elder, oh, yeah. You mean the mom.
The mom, yeah.
Lorelai.
She's got Lorelai Gilmore. She's got good old next door girl good looks.
Yeah, I like it. That's smart.
So she's about as hot as Harry Knowles thinks that George Lucas is. I mean, that review was I read Harry's reviews when I know they're going to be bullshit.
Yeah.
When I read that Indiana Jones knowing he's going to
be. Because you saw it? Is that what you're saying? Because you've seen it, yeah.
Yeah. And I went, let's see what old fatty gingerbread hair did. And if he blew a nut. It was unbelievable. Here's the thing. Is it more? It is more enjoyable than watching like insert name of The Strangers, or whatever piece of crap horror movie they put out every week. Or you know,
is it better than like the National Treasure movies that sort of ripped off and
it
the
is.
Mummy
Except
and those kind of things?
The problem is the National Treasure movies have ripped them off to the point where people are going to go look and go, well, it was kind of like National Treasure.
Yeah,
there's literally a bit in this that was like the last National Treasure movie where they're in a temple and there's like a wall that slides down. It's kind of like a teeter totter, and they did the same bit in frickin' National Treasure.
Interesting. Okay.
Now, all right. Harrison Ford is
290.
He's 294 years old.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's old.
He was Ben Franklin's racquetball partner. I mean, he's that old. And it's just a little hard to believe that he's gonna, you know.
Do they make light of that fact in any way, or do they try to pass him off as 30 years younger?
Shia LaBeouf keeps calling him Gramps and all this stuff.
Okay. Well, at least there's that.
But he is older. His character is older.
Yes, it's set in the late 50s.
Oh, okay.
So, and they give you a little backstory and say Indiana Jones was in the war.
Yeah.
He was OSS, and they rail off all these exploits of his. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to give away too much of the
plot. Okay, because I'm planning on actually going to the theater to see this. You're saying it's no good, and I could wait
it's
6 months
that it's
and get
no,
it on
it's
DVD.
It's not that it's no good. It's that the ending is atrocious.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
And there's some really dumb stuff in it. And I guess what the problem is, you want from an Indiana Jones movie, you want it to cook. You want it to just kick ass.
Yeah.
And I think the first movie just set a bar that was too high to top.
Hmm.
I think Raiders of the Lost Ark is going to stand up forever.
Do you? Because, you know,
it's a great movie.
But I was watching that the other day, and I found it a little dull.
Come on.
By today's standards, in Raiders of the Lost Ark. I found a lot of it talking. They were running around through Tunisia or wherever they were, and it was like in markets, and it wasn't good. It wasn't
really?
Like, I mean, there's classic scenes in there when he's fighting the guy in around the plane.
That's
of course
set piece.
The opening yeah. thing is tremendous when he escapes the temple and jumps on the plane. That was great. The end when all the guys melt is great, but in between
the chase
I don't
with
know,
the horse and the Nazis.
I mean, I don't know. I mean,
there's about six set pieces that are phenomenal.
But there's a lot more action, I thought, in like Indiana the
Temple,
the
of, Doom Temple is, of Doom. I yeah. like Temple of Doom. It's pretty good. But right. this one, okay, here's a couple problems. One, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a fan.
I like Shia LaBeouf well enough. In fact, in Transformers, he was one of the only things I didn't hate about the movie.
Yeah.
I thought he and Megan Fox were okay.
Talk
okay.
about a meteoric ascension.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, he was on Project Greenlight.
Is that how he got?
Yeah. He was on the second season of Project Greenlight. They had a movie called The Taking of Shaker Heights. And he was in that.
He just
and then suddenly somebody.
Well,
you didn't know who he was, and then you knew who he was.
Well, because Spielberg, everything that he's been in has been a Spielberg production. Disturbia.
Disturbia was from.
I think it was, and I know Transformers was Spielberg production.
Yeah.
And so this is now. There is a blind item. Again, I don't want to get. In fact, I put a link to the blind item website. There's a blind item that Shia LaBeouf might be Spielberg's kid. There's a theory that that's why. He kind of looks Jewy like Spielberg. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. That's a tangent, but that
what are you
there
to
are conspiracy theorists that feel like that's why he's in all of these movies. Is that Spielberg banged some chick, you know, back in the day?
Oh well, that's interesting because that is the plot of Indiana Jones.
You and Randy Hall would call a real Jew.
Well, I don't know if that's the case, all
right,
but
I think that's the worst kept secret in the movie, right?
That he's Harrison Ford's kid with Marion from Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Is that about?
I didn't know that.
Okay, well,
I don't give a fuck.
Spoiler
for Rob.
No, I really don't give a fuck. I really don't.
All right, that's.
I mean, somebody in Yellow Knife might.
Now, my other big problem with the movie, I don't know. It seems like it's kind of a collection of the opening scene is like a hot rod race.
Yeah.
Which is cool, but that's like, hey, Lucas, we know, we get it. Hey, George, you used to drive around Modesto in your bitchin', your bitchin' Chevy. You know what I mean?
Drive through a Carl's Jr.
Yeah, it's like, how many times are we going to rehash that crap? It's like American Graffiti, and then there's a little Close Encounters thrown in, and then there's a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like a little hodgepodge of all this, and there's a little... There's no Nazis, but boy, the Russians are kind of Schindler's listy.
Really?
They're like evil Russians.
Are there some glaring advertisements in the movie?
That's kind of good because it's period, so there aren't really advertisements
right.
in so much. You know, like they can't put Doritos in the thing because it's set.
Yeah,
it's set in 1957. Right. I mean, they could probably do a McDonald's ad, but it would be the old McDonald's with the one arch. And,
yeah, they could put Ovaltine or something.
Yeah,
like something that existed back then. You know, Quaker Oats.
Right.
Yeah.
No, a lot of it is there is a lot of entertaining stuff in it, but the ending and the whole gimmick and the whole premise, is too ridiculous.
All right.
So the Ark of the Covenant melting Nazi faces off isn't ridiculous, but they save that till the end.
Yeah.
In Raiders, they saved it at the end. This the kind of fantasy.
Well, the movies have had supernatural elements to them. You know, I mean, they save Sean Connery with the healing blood and all that stuff. So, I mean, you know, it's they've had these
and I
things
didn't like
in there.
That very much in Last Crusade. Either.
Well, but they added it in Temple of Doom where they're ripping people's hearts out.
You know what though? In Temple of Doom, that was the least. The magic elements were probably the least. They were underplayed. Those stones had some magic, but we didn't. I don't know. Anyway, if you want to watch a 70-year-old Harrison Ford,
so I mean. Do you recommend it or do you?
I do marginally recommend it. I don't want to say it sucks because I see movies that sucks every day. I mean, I saw goddamn What Happens in Vegas. I mean,
you see
movies that cause ass cancer. I mean, I really do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is entertaining, but you know, I want everybody to kind of dial your expectations down a little bit.
All right. So
it's not as bad as the first Star Wars prequel.
Yeah. Was as bad as Phantom Menace.
Phantom Menace, boy.
Was it as good as Episode 3? Indiana Jones versus Star Wars.
I would almost say...
I thought Episode 3 was far and away the best Star Wars prequel.
I'm going to say it's on pace with Last Crusade, and a lot of people didn't like Last Crusade.
All right.
So I would say it's not... But there's no reason for it. That's what really bothered me about
it. Someone needed money.
You know, all right. But bringing a kid into a movie is never a good idea.
Yeah, well, that's true.
The reason I hated that Superman movie more than anything else was that they brought a kid in. I mean, first they cast a homo underwear model who's never acted again.
Exactly. You've never seen Superman.
Oh, yeah. Brandon Routh's blowing up Hollywood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's the it guy.
Yeah. Well, he's blowing something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Did you see The Strangers?
I didn't, and I'm not going to, because Funny Games about killed me. I'm like, I don't ever need to see a movie where they tie up an actress and stab her for an hour and a half. I don't. I mean, unless they're stabbing her with something else.
Right.
Unless it's a pink torpedo.
Yeah.
I don't need to see anybody get stabbed and tied up.
All right. So Indiana Jones.
I'm going to give it like a B minus C plus.
Okay.
Something in that vicinity. So don't. Everybody, calm down.
Is it going to be the number one movie of the summer?
It will be. Yes, it will.
It will?
Okay. I don't think it can be stopped. Iron Man. Right.
What about the Hulk?
Yeah, I don't think people are expecting the Hulk to do that.
It looks good.
I want it to be good. I'm desperately hoping it's good.
People are predicting the I forget the name of it, the dumb Will Smith movie to be really big.
Hancock? Oh, Hitch. Hancock. Hitch.
Not Hitch. Hitchcock. Hitch was something else.
Hitchcock.
Hancock. It's funny, yeah.
Joel's writing his Hancock as soon as we're leaving.
It does look good. That looks good, too.
He's going to go to the Anchor Babes blog spot and get the Hancock.
Look at her legs.
She's
here.
She's very cute. I got to see let me see full body.
Look the whole body. Look at that. She's on the right. The chick on the left's hot, too. That's Amy Robach. But Trish Regan. Oof. But anyway, yeah. So I think they're saying that the kids' movies will be big.
Mm.
WALL-E.
Oh, you know it's going to be big?
Kung Fu
goddamn
Panda
Kung Fu
will
Panda,
be big.
Yeah.
I think they're saying Batman will do better than Hulk.
Well, I don't know. I think Batman will probably beat Indy.
Really? Because
Heath Ledger's last movie.
You know what? If Batman's really good, it might. But I think kids more go to Indy, and I think kids mean a lot when it comes to summer box office.
Yeah, I think this, by the way, is the least offensive Indiana Jones movie.
Okay.
Like, in terms of violence and...
Right.
Yeah.
They're saying Narnia is a disappointment so far, box office wise.
Speed Racer
tanked, bombed
like a mother.
Here's
rightfully so.
Here's a prediction that is really easy to make. The Love Guru will bomb at the box office.
Oh, what about
based on the
Zohan?
Trailer. What about
that?
I think Zohan.
You don't mess
bomb
with the Zohan.
I think that will do
the commercials.
Very bad.
He just looks like he's phoning it in.
They're saying Tropic Thunder will do well, which I think might actually be okay.
Tropic Thunder looks good. I don't know how big of a hit it's going to be, but
they're saying that's going to do well.
The trailer looks
pretty
good.
And Pineapple Express might do well.
Really?
Well, people like
with Seth Rogen.
Among the college pot smoking set.
Right. How did Sarah Marshall do?
I think it made about $70 million,
that's
which is like
solid.
Probably three times what it cost to make.
Yeah.
So they did well. And I just
now,
saw
according to Richard Roper, it should have made $500 million.
Did
you see how Richard Roper went off on it?
He blew that movie.
Oh, he did.
He blew the movie.
Speaking of Harry, he and Harry had a suck fest on two different movies.
But he was kidding about that a couple weeks ago. Did you see that when he was doing it?
People thought I was a little bored.
Although, I'll tell you what, I saw it just the other day, just like last week, mm-hmm. and I thought it was really good.
Me too.
It wasn't hilariously laugh out loud funny,
yeah,
but it made you smile. It was entertaining.
It's no Stripes, I tell you.
All of their movies.
It wasn't a classic comedy in the sense it was almost like I felt it was like a 30-year-old guy doing a Neil Simon movie.
Okay,
and
was
it
better than
it
Meatballs?
No, it was nothing as good as Meatballs. I ain't better than Meatballs or Stripes. Stripes is better than Meatballs.
Stripes is better than Meatballs.
But right, Meatballs is great.
No, I like Meatballs.
If I may,
Meatballs. So
I love
much.
Meatballs.
A lot of those
I like
movies.
Gorf.
Those Apatow,
yeah,
whatever they're called, movies. That group that all works together. 40-year-old Virgin, Knocked Up, Forgetting Sarah Marshall. They're good, solid, even.
Yeah.
Beginning to end.
I liked 40-year-old Virgin more than this one.
Really.
I liked Knocked Up.
I think
more
I like
40-year-old Virgin.
I think I like Superbad more than this one.
Superbad was funnier. Was the funniest of those four.
But I like this better than Knocked Up.
I liked it better than Knocked Up and 40-year-old Virgin. I think. I think I like 40-year-old Virgin the least of those four. If we're going to talk about those four,
wow,
and not going to talk about Walk Hard, because that can suck my dick and everyone else.
Walk Hard had a couple hilarious.
But I'm saying
I don't think you can include that, because I think that's more of the extension of the Will Ferrell.
By the way, speaking of that, there's a Will Ferrell movie with, it's called Step Brothers, with him and John C. Reilly.
Oh my god, that looked dumb.
It's the guy that directed Talladega Nights, so it's the whole crew coming back.
Woo!
Yeah,
and I don't know.
How about Get Smart?
I'm not sure about that. I saw the trailer, and I don't know.
It's kind of okay.
I don't know. Anne Hathaway. That's
you're an Anne Hathaway guy.
But, Steve Carell just not going to get that breakout.
He's kind of
well, 40-year-old virgin was his breakout, and then
he wasn't even like a real star when he did. You know what I mean? He wasn't super famous from The Office when he did that. So
they should take every copy of. That goddamn
Evan Almighty.
That goddamn Noah's Ark.
It's on HBO every fucking day.
They should take
too.
Every copy of that and bury it in the same landfill they buried the ET game from Atari. In.
He's done okay though. Didn't Dan in real life do okay?
Little Miss Sunshine. He was in. Right, but he wasn't the star, but it was a great movie.
But I mean, he's done these.
It.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a good actor.
He's probably going to be better served doing that.
I mean,
taking smaller parts.
Right.
Get Smart has to be better than Evan Almighty. Has to be.
It can't not be.
It can't be worse than Evan Almighty.
No.
I think. Yeah, you're right though. I think Steve Carell, if he finds some good independent films and did some more like challenging and different roles.
I think he needs to take a couple kind of supporting roles.
Well, he's kind of got a Peter Sellers thing going where he's, you know, he'll do something that's a little more low key and then he'll do something really broad and I don't know that he's a guy that I don't think he has the appeal that they really are looking for. Like,
do you think he wants to go the Jim Carrey route?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do the Jim Carrey. I think he's too smart to be Jim Carrey. I think Jim Carrey and Will Ferrell are morons. I think while occasionally they're in funny movies, I think when left to their own devices, those guys aren't that good.
Well, I mean,
Steve Carell is a better guy one-on-one with no script as far as an actor and a comedian than those guys on film.
Wow.
But I guess
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Well, that's what I'm saying, Truman Show, Eternal Sunshine, and Man on the Moon are terrific for me.
Right.
And I really, every time Carrey does that, though, they all go, get back in your cave and fart out of your ass.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do the cash grab.
They never let him do it. So I don't know.
That's what people really pay the money for. Not that those other movies weren't hits.
I'm wondering if Steve Carell wants to get a little more dramatic.
I mean, but Evan Almighty was poopy jokes for 2 hours. It was terrible.
And Will Ferrell did Stranger Than Fiction, and which apparently I'm the only guy who liked.
I liked the movie too. I didn't like it. Got the impression that was shot way before any of this other bullshit.
Well, it wasn't, but it did seem like Charlie Kaufman light a little bit.
Yeah,
but I enjoyed it.
I can't recommend Stranger Than Fiction to anyone, Gyllenhaal. But
even though it does feature Queen Latifah, and it's hard for me to recommend any film. Featuring Queen Latifah.
Oh, you didn't like Bringing Down the House?
Oh, yeah.
It had Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Wait, you know what we haven't talked about? How much time we got? About 2 minutes?
3 minutes left.
All right. Here's what we haven't talked about. Speaking of Queen Latifah and her former co-stars, what the fuck happened to America where Jimmy Fallon gets lined up for a Tonight Show?
Oh, my God.
You know, that's going to be a developing story as we go through the months.
Oh, my God.
In years.
Let's start the Jimmy Fallon tracker.
Jimmy Fallon cancellation watch? Is that
no
what
you're kidding. Like they had the Midas touch when they picked the last replacement. I mean, it was just like,
you know what? They got Conan and they got a guy. The thing why Conan worked initially was they got a guy that people said he can't possibly be as good as Letterman because nobody knew him. And there was no expectations that Conan was going to be any good at all. And when Conan turned out to be good, everyone was surprised by it. People, I think, are going to expect Fallon to be funny. And I think Fallon's not funny.
Well,
and people are going to figure that out and be really disappointed.
At least there was a body of work that people could point to that, if not on camera, was written that Conan...
Being a comedian is much harder than it looks. I mean, really, people look at me and they laugh.
No, that show's not coming
Conan,
back.
Yeah. But Conan had a clean slate, in other words. He didn't have any baggage from anything.
He's a funny guy.
But people are
going to
compare
Fallon
isn't. To SNL people, and stuff.
If you remember, though, the first 3 years, Conan, people thought it was the worst thing ever.
Yeah, they did, and they were pleasantly surprised. It grew on people.
I have a book called Bad TV, and it was published in, like, 96, and it's, like, the all-time worst shows. It's a really funny book, and they're, like, Late Night with Conan O'Brien is in there.
Yeah, well.
Because they were, like, the first year and a half, he struggled so awfully. I don't know. I liked it from the get-go.
I like Conan. I always liked Conan. I thought he was funny. I thought that the show could be uneven, but I think all of those shows are uneven. And Conan is as good as anything on Late Night, if not the best.
Although
thing
Craig
on late
Ferguson's
night.
Kind of beating him.
Well, they're neck and neck.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Craig Ferguson's kind of hacky, but it's enjoyable.
Well, we gotta go.
Anyway,
We're done. We're going to have more late night war
Jimmy
talk.
Jimmy Fallon, about as funny as because landmines they don't know in Cambodia.
Call the douchebag hotline.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Ross.
You know,
leave us your thoughts on Jimmy Fallon or Indiana Jones if you see it this weekend. Or
low energy from Rob Rose.
If you want to find...
Rob, give us a real douchebag take right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you think you can do this better than our hosts, call the douchebag hotline at 610-552-0476. That's 0746.
Ah, you fucked that up. It's 552-0746.
You were coasting along.
Yeah, funny. We've had guys actually doing announcements too. So people will say like, "Hey, I'm Sean Stone and I'm in the Pentagon," and we've had guys trying to do your job.
They don't call me Two Take Rose for nothing.
They're not taking that chair away from you anytime soon, right. Big fella.
We're out of here. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll catch you next time. Thank you, Rob, for sitting. See you next time.
Arrivederci.
Good night, everybody.